Greeting. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
Creating us a clean heart. Renew the right spirit. Give us the courage to go on, Father God, in your name, Lord God. Father, we call upon you because we know that you are a healer, a deliverer, and a mind regulator this morning. We need you right now, Lord God. We ask that you intervene today, Lord God. Touch, Lord God. Give us healing power this morning, Father God. Delivering power this morning, Father God. Creating power, Lord God. That we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. And Lord, we'd be so careful, dear God, to give you all the praise. Bless each and every one that's under the sound of my voice. Whatever issues we have right now, Lord, we lay them at your feet, dear God. Never to pick them up again. We don't have to go back the same way we came. We give it to you right now, Lord God. It is in Jesus' name I do pray. Amen.
Forever and ever. thank God today, thank Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit for keeping us and conducting us according to His will. And for the empowerment of me as a pastor of this church and to keep me straight and staying, that I may be able to oversee the things that happen to the church, things that go on in the church, and I'll be able to be steadfast, not be moved by whatever consequence or doctrine that's brought forth. I thank Him for that, and He enabled me to see clear that which the body of Christ need to entangle himself in. Today I want to say this. The revival that we had this week, it was great.
Yes, Lord. Yeah, Lord.
It was great. Real great, real great. And I heard everybody that got up, first thing out of their mouth was praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And I thought I understood what praises were. So I had to go back and look it up and see what the Lord said about it, what the Bible says about it. And I got a different opinion about it, because everybody that got up, we start motivating you to praise God. I found out that the motivation come through the Holy Spirit. Not you telling me to praise Him, but motivated by the Spirit of Christ motivates me to praise God. If I have to dance a little, run a little, but don't let you tell me. I need to be inspired by the Spirit of God. If you're not governed by the Spirit of God, you ain't none of God. Let's go into the Word. We got to be steadfast. We got to always be careful in our everyday performance in the church. Because, see, you can easily get caught up in religion. It's easy to get caught up in religion. And we have a protocol in God's house to be and to follow. And if we don't follow the protocol, it's going to mess the whole thing up. And we're going to look like wild animals. So we need to stay compliant to what the Word of God has said to us. Praise, the worship of God with thanksgiving, an act of one's gratitude and because of their salvation, inspired to praise and to worship in truth, in spirit, and in righteousness. Every time you say something about Jesus, I'm supposed to say amen if it's true. But I ain't going to tell you to say amen. You say that on yourself. If you receive the word, you automatically respond to what the word said. See, we have to be straightforward in what God says. Because we can turn the church into something that's not, it shouldn't be. Instead of keep it like God said for it to be. On the day of Pentecost, they had every nation that's represented on earth was there at Pentecost. And nobody told them nothing. But everyone spoke in their own native language. But the Holy Spirit gave utterance to everybody. And the word was spoken, say, everybody here speaking Galilean? That's what the word is saying. The Holy Spirit will bind you, keep you, unify you, and train you if you give heed to what it said. And I'm just thankful to God today. I go with the word. I know I don't jump up every time, you know, to start playing music. And that's the real praise time. When the singing, that's what praise is. If you read the book of Psalms, you'll see the praise come through the book of Psalms. David saying that you ought to praise God. You ought to do this. You ought to do that. That's what it's supposed to be. That's the praise service. Not the preaching ain't the praise service. It's the singing, the lifting of voices of God. And we need to understand that. And take it from here. I'm not going to tell you to praise God, but you ought to pray. If He's in you, living inside of you, you ought to be able to praise Him. If you need me to tell you to praise God, you're in bad shape. It's a will. It's a God will. He say, I got to go now. I'm going back to my Father and sit at the right hand of my Father. And then, but don't y'all be worried. Don't get worried. I'm going to send a comforter back to y'all. They're going to teach you all things. They're going to be with you till I come back and receive you, even unto myself. So we thank God today for you, for the revival. It was a great revival. And we just had to keep reviving ourselves every day and keep depending and looking to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he's the one that we need to give all heed to. I know I can't make it without him. There's no way I can make it without the Lord. It's impossible. What I go through every day and the things I, in compliance to what I go through, I know I couldn't make it. I'd be in jail somewhere.
Yes, Lord.
So I have to acknowledge him every day, every morning, every night, every day, through the drive. If I drive my truck, I have to acknowledge the Lord.
That's right.
That he's good. And his mercy endures forever. In the book of 1 John, the third chapter, 13 through the 24th verse, and it reads as thus. Say, marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you, we know it hates you. We are passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our life for our brethren. But whosoever has this world's good and sees his brother have need and sheds up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in words, neither in tongue, but in deeds and in truth. And hereby know we that are of the truth and shall assure our heart before him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence towards God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is the commandment, that we should believe on the name of the Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. And finally, and he that keepeth his commandment dwelleth in him, and he in him. And thereby we know that he abide in us by the Spirit which he has given us. You may be seated. Love is not without giving. Love is not without giving. When you love God, you're going to give yourself up and take on his image, his likeness. No greater love than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. There was nobody on earth right. This is what I tell people all the time. People tell me I'm weak because I have compassion. I always had a compassionate heart. And I look beyond myself always and see the needs of other people. I don't care what you got, what you do. I'm looking at what God told me to do and minister to the people. He said, I made you a watchman and an overseer over the people of God. I don't want you to make yourself a lord over them. I want you to be a servant with them. And I tell y'all all the time, I ain't no better than you. The Spirit of God, I'm just in a different administrative department than you are. But I'm obligated through the same word that you're obligated to keep. I'm obligated to keep the same word. And that's what God want us to know and want us to understand that. And if we don't do that, what she say do, then we're going to be in trouble with God. The Bible tells us, say, marvel not, my brother, and if we all hate you, why are you getting confused? Why are you getting upset? Don't be confused. Don't hate people. But have the assurance of Christ in yourself. He so loved the world, he gave up everything he had for us. Can I say no good people like me? I can't criticize nobody. No good people like me. He died for a no good man like me.
Thank you.
And I thank him every day. Every day I think about it, I say, thank you, Lord Jesus. I could have been dead. somewhere, sleep in a grave somewhere. Yes, but he spared my life.
Thank you, Lord.
And brought me to where I am this day. And I thank him every day of my life. If the world hates you, you know it hated me before it hated you. If you was of the world, the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, I've chosen you out of the world. Therefore, the world hates you. Why you want folks to like you? I don't want nobody to like me. I'm through with that. I want you to hear what I got to say. You ain't got to like me. But Jesus say, if you don't love the brother, your body's in death. Search our hearts. That's where I am. Search our hearts, y'all. Look in your heart in the mirror of life and see if anybody you dislike.
Yeah, Lord.
If you dislike him, you better be reconciled quick. He's on his way back. I don't know when he's going to make his appearance, but you better be reconciled. If he catches you with your work undone, you're hellbound. And all your life, you've been here struggling, straining. And now, because you don't like somebody, you're going to have to go to the lake with Satan. That's bad business there. And then he went on to say, so what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God? Therefore, the world, what? Knows us not because it what? Knew him not. You think I go through this world now? When I used to be in sports, I like people to holler for me. But I found out they wasn't up in the front and phony. Because after I left the baseball field, they want to whoop me. I ain't want you to like me. I want you to love Jesus. And if you ever get to love Jesus, you ain't got no problem with me. You ever love Jesus, you ain't got no problem with me. But if you don't love Jesus, you can't love me. You know, I just want you to know that. Say, look at the love Jesus showed. While we were yet in our sin, he died for us.
Yes, he did.
We wasn't, according to the Bible, we wasn't no good, wasn't none good, according to the Bible. But he died while we were yet in our sin. That's why when you get saved, it's my regular word, when you get saved, don't you criticize nobody unsaved.
That's right. That's right.
You was unsaved one day, and the Lord brought you out. Why he can't bring them out? Why we not working together with Christ as the Bible tells us to be? Well, I can't stand Reverend Smith. I don't hate him, but I can't stand him. Well, if you can't stand me, that's on you. He said, how can you love me, love God, and don't love me? There's something strange about that. I'm going to stay with the word. How could you love me? The word of God says to us this day, and we need to obey that. We know that we have passed from death into life because we love the brother. You've been born again. You got Christ in your life now. That he that loveth not his brother abideth in death. How can I teach this any clearer? If you hate anybody, you abideth in death. You dislike somebody, you abideth in death. God is the search of the mind and the spirit of mankind. He know what you think, and you can front all you want. But God know you. And one day, the Bible tells me he's going to bring everything out, going to make himself manifested through you, and you're going to have to give an account of your stewardship here on this earth. Why are we yet here in this body? And we need to understand God. You need to understand him, y'all. He's a just God. He that loveth his brother abides in light. And there is no occasion of him. What? No occasion of him stumbling? Now, this is the book. Y'all read your Bible. See if I'm lying to you. If you love your brother, ain't no occasion you love God, ain't no occasion you stumbling. That's what the word is saying. Lord, help me. So when I look at myself, I say, I got to do some picking up. I got to do some picking up. Because I'm saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. am slipping. I ain't got a minute slipping. See, there ain't no occasion of you slipping. Ain't no occasion of you stumbling. I'm talking about what the word says. I ain't talking about what we feel.
Come on now.
I'm saying what the word says.
Come on, help me out.
No occasion of us slipping or stumbling. And we need to know that. The Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation. So when things come up before us, God got a way of escape for you. And to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment for to be punished.
Thank you,
good
Lord.
God Almighty. God ain't going to kill you because you ain't right. He going to give you time to get right.
Right.
He going to put up with your mess. And put up with your mess. He told us to be long-suffering. He told us to be patient. He told us to love one another. And when we don't do that, that's on us. Ain't got nothing to do with God. That's on you. But he wants you to know and understand that which he said. He said, but chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government, presumptuously are they self-willed, and they are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries. See, you know, some people in authority, they dare you to say something. They'll tell you in a minute, shut up. I had trouble on my job for years. I knew the way. I had two books in my pocket every day, an agreement book and a union book. And when you get out of school with me, I brought it to your attention. I don't care who you were. My powerful big shot boss, I called his hand and showed him. I said, look, I can't see too good. You got glasses on. You read this for yourself. And he was condemned on the spot. He couldn't tell me nothing. And then the brothers, you know how the brothers do. They say, man, you're going to get fired. You can't talk to them people like that. I said, ain't nothing but people. Ain't nothing but people. I'm a man just like you. I serve the same God you serve. Not my people. But I'm a professional in what I do. I don't go cursing and hollering and screaming. I go with word. If I give him the word, he fight my battle. The word gonna fight my battle for me. The Bible says, whosoever hated his brother, listen to this good as a murderer. And you know that no murderer have eternal life abiding in him. James says something about if the thoughts against your brother is a murder, a tongue, it ain't stable enough to discern the things of God until you be renewed in the spirit of God. Then you can stand the law. Say, first you can't clean your hands up, but once God saves you, you can wash your own hands now.
Right.
You can do your own story now because you got the spirit of God and you got the mind of God and you got the works of God coming out of you. If you ain't got no good works, huh, you ain't of God. He wants us to know that. This ain't nothing shouting about. This blood cutting.
Oh, yeah,
to a bone. This is what it is. He said, if a man say, I love God and hates his brother, he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he have seen, how can he love God whom he have not seen? This the word, y'all. In the church, supposed to be nothing but love. When you come through that door, I'm going to bring it there clear. The first room there, is before you come to the sanctuary, that's where you go make all your preparation, give your gift and altar and everything, do the things that. But when you step through them first two doors there, if you wasn't right with God, you fell dead. Ain't God merciful today?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In my coming to where I am today, I'd have been dead.
Yes, sir.
Because I had set attitudes sometime when I come to church. My mind was already made up what I'm going to say to somebody.
So right.
I was hell bound. So and didn't even know it. But I was going by what the scriptures say, but I was using it wrong.
That's right.
I'm going to tell that rascal something. He don't know who he messed with.
That's right. Like that.
I was spiritually wrong. Scripture, I can make the Bible say what I wanted to say. But I'm scared to do that.
It's a danger.
Because I ain't got, my mind ain't strong enough to figure God or what he thinking.
Come on
now. I'll never put myself up there. He said he ain't got nobody else over him. He swear by none other than himself. Nobody else over him. He that said, I know him and keepeth not his commandment is a liar, and the truth is what? Not in him. My God, my God, my God. It's prevailing to us, y'all, this day. This day, we got to check ourselves. That's what I'm up here for, lead, guide, and instruct in all righteousness and all truth.
Thank you.
Check yourself out. Don't wait on until I get up in the pulpit and start teaching what the words say. You already looked in the mirror before you got here. You had a prefixed mind before you ever got to this church. You already say, I'm going to get up and do this, that, and the other before you got to the church.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Don't do that. Take one step at a time. Do that which God wants you to do. For he said, hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our life for our brethren. And that's where John 3:16 come in. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believe in him should not what? But have everlasting life. And then he went a little further to say, greater love had no man than this, that a man lay down his life for a friend. Lord, we sometimes, how can two walk together unless they agree? Sometimes in churches, we can't get along.
That's right.
Sometimes I've been trying to sing all my life. Sometimes we have confusion in the choir stand.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This him want to sing, that don't want him to sing. They get mad. Quit the choir.
Yes, sir. Sure.
Think the choir need them. Put their self up on a pedestal, think they more than they are.
Right.
I've seen all this.
Yes,
in my period in Christ Jesus, I've seen everything.
Yes, sir. Right. Sure, right, right.
And it shouldn't be. We the body of Christ. We're united by the Spirit of Christ. We are holy nation of people. And we all act like we're holy. But whosoever have this world's good. Now I want you to hear this now. Whosoever have this world's good and sees his brother have need and shuts up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwells the love of God in you? Jesus answered and said to them, he that have two coats, let him impart to him that have none. And he that have meat, let him do likewise. If I'm hungry, I tell y'all this all the time.
Yes, sir.
If you got a member in this church hungry, destitute of food, don't have food. I mean, in reality. You don't have to run to Tim.
That's right. That's right.
Make it known to the church. And us men who always want to run everything. Ought to be tearing your pocket open, trying to get something to help the brother or the sister.
That's right.
We need to understand God. Where much is given, huh?
Much is
known, much is given, huh? We got to come to where Jesus wants us to be. Sometimes we hold grudges in our giving. Sometimes I want you to give, but I don't give nothing. I'm up here preaching in the pulpit, the more blessed to give than to receive. I ain't gave nothing yet.
I'm like that.
I'm supposed to lead this congregation. Everything I do, everything the church do, I'm supposed to lead this congregation in it. I'm supposed to give outlawishly to this church. I go buy what I want to buy. But the church have needs just like everybody else. The church got bills, got this, that, and the other, and we don't look at that. All to say, every time we take an offering, the church got plenty of money. You ain't putting none in. We got to be honest with ourselves. In Deuteronomy 15:7-8, listen at this good. If there be among you a poor man of one of thy brethren within thy gates, in thy land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not harden thine heart, nor shut thine hand from thy poor brother. But thou shalt open mine hand wide unto him, and shall surely lend him, listen good what the words say now, lend him sufficiency for his needs and that which he wanted. You got to help a brother some kind of way.
That's right.
Brothers, we always want to run something, don't want the lady to say nothing, don't want the lady to stand up and do nothing. I come through all this. The word educated me good. When we take offering, a brother, y'all to tie your pockets off. Show the ladies that we the king.
That's right. That's right.
Show these ladies that we are the king. It ain't just a word of mouth.
That's right.
We're the one that God put up front. I talk to people all the time, and I tell them, I say, yeah, the man is here, the wife is Christ here, the church. I said, that's scripture. I can't do nothing with that. I said, but here, he got to prove himself to God, though. He got to be the front runner of his wife. He got to live by precepts and example. He got to set the page to show his wife, I'm what God say I am. We don't like to do that. We just like to boss all the time. I don't know where we get that spirit from. We want to boss, boss, boss. We want to show my authority. I'm Pastor New Scholar Baptist Church. Y'all better listen to what I say. You don't listen to what I say, I'm going to put you out of church. Now, that's the devil work there. That's the work of the devil. The God told us to go in the world and bring people of the world in the church, and they told me to train the people. And I see people putting folks out of church. I'm wondering what Bible they reading. I ain't the smartest man in the world, but I do have a good understanding. What Bible you? Why are you putting people back in the world that come out the world? You ain't helping the call. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deeds and in truth. God help us. I had a little notation on that. It says, stop talking your way out of helping people that have need. Sometimes we know people got need. Ain't everybody in here had a need one time or another. I don't care how much money you got now. I'm telling you, in the previous, you had needs. No doubt about it. Sometimes we didn't have a job. We got in a jam, and we needed some help. And like me, and I'm going to tell you all the truth, Lionel Smith, check my history out. I'm ashamed to go ask for something. Because the Bible tell me I'm supposed to be a leader. I'm supposed to have the riches of God in me. And I'm supposed to show forth the blessings of God every day of my life. My mother used to tell me this. Some of y'all old enough to remember this. We go to other people's house.
That's right.
Sister Thompson, I know you know about that. We go to other people's house. My mother tell me now, when we get there, y'all just age.
That's right.
Say, Ruth, y'all want something to eat? No, we just ate. And it wasn't no such thing as say, Mama told me to say that. You better not say that. The Bible went on to say, and hereby we know that we are of the truth. I'm sanctified, saved, and filled with God's Spirit, and shall assure my heart before him. Look, why you doubt yourself? Why are we doubting ourselves? When I come up, I hear people say, oh, I'm just a little filthy rag. Talking about Isaiah 64 and something. I'm just a little filthy rag. You don't even know what that means. Quoting stuff you don't even know what it means. That hurt my feelings. I had to look that up because I need to know and understand what's going on. I don't want to get up before people and look stupid.
Yes, sir.
That's one of the things I never wanted to do.
Yes, sir.
I say, God, they never look stupid. I ain't got no business stupid. Right. He living in me. I ain't got no business looking stupid. It said here, there's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. If you know you wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up with the Lord, I don't care what a dude tell you. Look at him and look in his face and laugh at him. Because he lost his bumblebee. That's why Matthew 7 said, don't judge nobody. Wait till the day when I come, I'm going to do the judging. You'll never hear me cut nobody down. Let me tell y'all. Maybe God had a reason to call me. I've been where I was called a no good. I never amounted to nothing. I'm stupid and dumb. I ain't never been dumb. But they say I was stupid and dumb, and they want me to start believing I was stupid and dumb. And once I start thinking I'm stupid and dumb, I was going to be stupid and dumb. Whatever a man thinking, so is he. When people tell me what I ain't now, I say they crazy. I ain't going to pay no attention to them. They outright crazy. God told me who I was. I'm of the royalty of God. I am a holy person. I am a peculiar person. What you mean, peculiar? Normal people do this, that, and other. I don't do what normal people do. My work stands out for itself because I'm following Christ Jesus. And that's what God wants us to be. Be like him. And let us go on briefly. If our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. 1 Corinthians 4:4-5 say, for I know nothing by myself, yet am I not hereby justified, but he that judges me is the Lord. Think about that now. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden thing. Of darkness, and will make manifest the counsel of the heart. And then shall every man have praise of God. You know, you told me I wasn't no good, I wasn't this, that, and other, and God going to show you my heart, manifest my heart to you. And then you're going to start praising God. But you first got to repent for lying on Lionel Smith. You got to repent first before you go receive the Lord. You don't repent, you're going to hell. That's why we got to be careful as Christians, as believers in Christ. We don't need to talk about nobody. Amen. I understand how sometimes we want to say something about them. We don't like them. They didn't let us have our way, and we don't like them, but don't talk about them. Touch not mine anointing, nor do my what?
Profit
no harm. God mean every word he say.
Yes, sir.
Every word he say, he mean. Therefore, judge nothing before the time, until the Lord come, and both he will bring to the light the hidden things of darkness. He goes, other word, and will make manifest the counsel of the hearts. And then every man have praise. My God, my God, my God. Oh, Lord Jesus. Verse 21, he said that, beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then we have confidence towards God. Look, I know I'm saved. I'm sanctified. I'm filled with God's Spirit. I don't care what you say. The Lord already fixed me up.
That's right.
And when he fixed me, can't nobody unfix me. According to his holy word. Jesus said, Lord, all you gave me, I ain't lost none of them. I got all that you gave me. That's what I'm saying. Why y'all, all that negative stuff in the church, get that out of the church. Be positive in the church. Jesus is a positive God. And we got to be positive also. For then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty, and shalt lift up thy face unto God. Thou shalt make the prayer unto him, and he shall bear thee, hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows. My God, get your business straight with God, and then he's going to let you do what you need to do. Amen. But you first got to get it straight. You know, the Bible tells us, what should we say then? Should we continue sin that grace may abound? Say, God forbid that. How that we are dead in sin, living along with their end. If you already repented and come to Christ, why you still want to go back and lick up that old slop that you were licking before you got saved? Why you want to do that? The book just say ain't no chance of stumbling when you anchored in him, because it ain't no more you, but it's Christ that's living inside of you, giving you the government part. Let's do what he say and act like he say. Whatsoever you ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandment. See, if you do what he say, you ain't going to cry all the time. Just look to him, and he'll give you what you need. And do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Why, you guess, I hope God do this for me. No, when you know your anchor, you kept his word, you did the things that he say do, he say act, and I'm going to do it for you. It ain't no simpler way to put that. That's what the word say. You done kept my commandment. I've been with you. You let me guide you, instruct you in all ways of righteousness. Whatever you want to ask me, ask me.
That's right. That's right.
I know some people meet me sometimes. Some people meet me sometimes and say, Ray, I need to talk to you. I say, okay, go ahead. You know I ran into a little jam. I say, okay. I ran into some too. I said, what you need? Well, I think I need a few dollars. Can you help me? I said, yeah, I can help you some. I ain't got a lot. I got a few here.
Yeah.
Here, take that. Take that. I'm going to pay you. I said, you don't worry about paying me back. Because if you need it now, how are you going to get some more to pay me back? We got to be real in this life on this earth, y'all. You can't front this out. You got to live it out according to God's way of doing things. I've said the eyes of the Lord is upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. God waiting on you to call on him and ask him what you want. He want to fulfill your need. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that we, if we ask anything according to his will, now look what the book say, he hears us.
That's right.
And he's going to come to our rescue. And this is the commandment that we should believe on the name of the Son, Jesus Christ, to love one another. You believe Jesus, you ain't got no problem loving people. I think the Bible tells me to love my enemy too.
That's right.
I done seen a lot of people. I went to school with some of them. Boy, they shout and run and speak in tongue and all that kind of stuff, and wouldn't even speak to me when we got back to school. We're in the same class. I'm in a spoken tongue. I ain't know what they were saying. You know, the Bible says that one tongue is between you and God. And there's another tongue you got to, somebody.
Yes, sir, you're right.
So why are you speaking in tongue to me? I'm a Christian. You don't need to speak in tongue to me. I'm a Christian. Tongue is the sign to bring forth purity, to get the people to come, because they worry about, oh, I want to be there, I want to be, I don't understand that, I want to speak in tongue. But then when you speak in tongue, there ain't nothing but a language. Tongue is just a language, but it's a language from heaven. That's all it is, a language from heaven. It's one of the gifts in the church. You can't kick it. It's real. But make sure you real. When you speak in tongue, make sure you follow up in tongue. Charity, Bible says, charity suffers long and is kind. Charity envies not. Now, jealousy of another, that's what the image just means, of another progress or success. In other words, I'm an old sport man. If Tim hit two home run, I'm gonna get mad at him because I struck out twice. I'm jealous of him. I'm very jealous of him. And that ain't God. That's in the devil. See, the devil is envious and lasciviousness and all that kind of stuff. That's what Satan, he do that. You can't make me mad. I used to be one time. I'm bragging now because I know God got me now. You can't make me mad. I'm going to laugh at you.
I'm sure gonna laugh.
In your face.
That's right.
Because there was one time all you had to do talk crazy to me, I'd give me a stick, put it on my shoulder, and say, now knock it off. But I had to pray hard, tell God to get that out of me. I can't get up and preach and get up there telling him to knock the stick off my shoulder and I'm going to knock his teeth out. No, I had to change that pace. The Lord want to use me. I had to do what he say. Act like he want me to be here. See, do not behave yourself unseemly, seeking not her own, is not easily provoked, think is no evil, rejoicing not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Sometimes we be glad when we see a downfall. Can I tell y'all the truth? I'm going to tell y'all, let's say, it ain't going to take but a minute. God one time want to whoop me. And he wanted to show people out because I used to box in Rapid Paris. And I was a champ around here. And he caught me one day and picked me up and wanted to put me in something that I didn't know need to go in. And so what I did, I kept wiggling and kicking the wall and he dropped me. And it was the worst mistake he ever made.
Yeah, Lord.
I whooped that boy till he couldn't move no more. And later on I heard an incident that he got in some confrontation with somebody and he got shot. And these are the words I said. I had to repent and cry out to God for it. I said, that's good for him. And I was still holding grudge. And shouldn't have been doing that. I should have released it. The moment we separated, it should have been gone. And many times, I was fighting myself at night. I had to repent from that and ask God to forgive me. And that's what we got to be. We got to do things decent and in order. Do it according to the way God wants us to do it. And he said, don't hold grudge against nobody. But rejoice in the truth. Rejoice in truth. Bear is all things. Believe is all things. Hope is all things. And then endure is all things. I don't like the way you sing, but I'm going to listen at you because I want you to listen at me.
That's right.
It's no more than right.
Right.
Because I can't sing good as you. I ain't jealous.
No, I ain't.
I'm going to come to you and say, look, give me that note again.
Right.
I want to learn how to do that note that you sang.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do.
That's right.
Pride ain't never been no problem with me. I don't even know pride. I can't spell it good. Never been part of me, pride. Because what I can't do, I just can't do it. I think the Bible say he gave every man a gift according. Huh? I think what somebody was saying that this morning. The measure of the gift. He gave me 7 nickels. And he gave Tim 10 nickels. But 7 is all I can hold. All I can mature in. 10 is what he would. God see he can mature in. But guess what though? 7 and 10 is 17, right? And we got the whole body that he got other gifts in the church that he give to the other people in the church. And what he do, now we put all of them together, we perfect God's church. And don't ever get up and think your gift is better than my gift. They all got the same power, all governed by the same Holy Spirit. I don't have no business in here preaching, but I'm better than you. Because I'm a servant of God. I let everybody know I'm God's servant. And I'm going to stay his servant. That's winding everything up to say, and he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him. You keep God's word, Jesus living inside of you. And therefore, thereby we know that he abideth in us because, what? By the Spirit which he hath given us. God put the Spirit in us to keep us, unless I can't read. He sent the Spirit back to keep us until he come back and receive us unto himself. And that's what he's saying now to us. See, the hour will come, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. He wants real people to come to him. He wants people that's real, people that's dedicated to the cause. And then Jesus said this, reading you all to worship me. He said, I'm the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. Now watch this. No man has seen God at what?
Any time.
If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is made what? Perfect. In us. We go around here hollering about, ain't nobody perfect? Stop saying that. The book said we need to be perfect. Let's strive on that.
That's right.
If you know you ain't where you need to be, keep working on it. Keep working on it. And you're going to get it.
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m. Our morning worship service.